July 4th, right around the corner. Welcome to Community News. My name is Paul.
And my name is Independence Day Sasha.
Hello, Independence Day Sasha. How are you today?
I'm good, Paul. I'm trying to be festive like in the old days, so I wore my red, white, and blue glitter hat.
It is wonderful. And in person, I can see it. It's a 3D red, white, and blue glitter hat, which is unbelievable.
I've had it for many seasons when life was normal and you'd go to the beach for fireworks and you could wear your crazy costumes.
Now, what's the over-under on when it drives me crazy because it interferes with the taping? How long do you think before I go insane from it?
Well, I'm just hoping the glitter doesn't shake off the hat and onto you because that might freak you out.
And or the microphone.
Exactly.
One of those
and
two.
And then you'll be leaving here like all glittered up.
So you're all set for July 4th?
Well,
no fireworks this year,
that's
though.
That's why I put on the hat, Paul. There's not even any fireworks. They canceled them in, like, March.
Right. Do you think that was in anticipation that they knew things weren't going to get better or because they realized how much I hate fireworks and they were doing it because of they're such big fans of Community News that they did it in service to me?
It's so confusing. I'm not sure if it was any of those or if it was all the dog owners that petition every year because the dogs get scared by the fireworks. I'm not sure if it was that group. But all I know is they canceled them in March, and I'm just confused because since then people have been gathering for lots of things, and I don't understand. Like, some summer camps are running.
Right.
Some colleges and schools are ready to go back in the fall, so I don't understand the difference. I mean, not that I feel like I'm missing. To be honest, it always stresses me out, the fireworks, because I'm always like, who are we going to go with? What are we doing? And now I don't have to, like, stress about that because there are no fireworks. So I don't have to stress about who I'm going to sit with at the beach.
That was your big stress of who you were going to sit with at the beach on fireworks night?
Yes.
My big stress was somebody was going to actually ask me to go with them.
Oh.
That was my stress.
Well, that's where we're socially different, I guess,
right,
from each other. You know, I would stress, like, who are we actually going to sit with? Like, which kids, friends, families are we going to sit with at the fireworks? That would stress me.
Well, you had no problem with that this weekend because you were rejected going to the beach. What happened this weekend?
Thanks for bringing that up. I, you know, tried to go to the beach just on a regular day, a non-fireworks day.
Right.
And fully knowing that the new rules at the Townport Beach are 50% capacity for cars. So I went there and I thought by going at 3 o'clock when maybe some of the morning people would have left, that I would sail right into the parking lot. When I got there, they were like, turn around.
They gave you one of those turnaround things?
Rejected. Yeah, no, I felt very rejected in my own hometown.
Now, was this the same guard that rejected you at the school last year?
No.
Or was that a different? How great
different
would that have been?
That would have been. That
the
was a
same
much older
one.
Guy. And this was like kind of a somebody in his 20s, I guess, you know, just following orders. But I, at that point, I wished that I had had someone drop me off at the beach instead of try to drive my own car there. So
right.
Stupid. I should have just had someone drop
me. Did you get out
off
and make a scene or no?
Did you say I'm Sasha
or Independence Day Sasha?
I thought about pulling out my press pass and
right,
my credentials from Community News. But, you know, I don't like to try and get special treatment from the other town porters just because of Community News.
You're so humble.
So humble and so good.
Right.
So I didn't want to get special treatment, particularly during Corona times, but I was disappointed. And then I just didn't know what to do with myself. I mean, there's only so many options. You at least play golf and poker. I can only take a walk, go to a grocery store, which I don't do, go get takeout, or sit home and watch Netflix.
Well, didn't you go to outdoor dining this weekend? You said you were going to go,
no,
or did you blow it off?
No, I only went that one time. Well, since the one time, guess what returned? My corona hypochondriacism. So after I sat out the one time, I've been feeling like I have a sore throat, I'm achy.
So why are you getting together
taking
with me? You're
exposing
me to your
every day.
You're exposing me to your psychosis at
exactly
this point.
Exactly. No, took my temperature every day and no actual temperature, no signs of it, but you know, I'm just telling you, like, my hypochondriac came back. So that one outdoor seating was all I did.
So basically, you think you have the symptoms, but have no problem saying, Paul, don't worry, we can tape together. I'm fine, don't worry. But in the back of your mind, you think I'm dying of this. And right. So you're thinking, well, if I go but down, Paul will come with me.
Well, you told me in the beginning you were hypochondriac about it too. So I'm sure that you realize it's just fears. It's not real.
But I'm expanding my circle of who I'm allowing in, and you're there, and I didn't realize that.
Oh, I'm breaking the bubble.
Yes.
Okay. Well, no one in my house has been sick, and I haven't been sick, thankfully. Oh, I think you should keep that in the show. Paula coughed. You guys, Paul coughed. Where are the drones? Where are the police when I need them? Where are the police? Not that I want to turn in my good friends and partner here, but...
I coughed into my arm and it's all wet now.
Okay, but seriously, where are the police when you need them?
There, I'll put it in my shirt so it's all better.
Coughing.
Yeah.
I haven't heard a cough in months.
All right, so no outdoor sign. Byron DeMola did contact us. Okay. He said that the consignment store is open.
Really?
Yes. He has a lot of stuff in there. He's not taking stuff in. He's just shipping stuff out at this point.
Oh, that's smart. Because I was going to say, right. Are we clear on if the fomites and the transfer on the fomites or not? If they can.
Believe me, if you've ever been to his warehouse, you see he has at least 5 years worth of crap he needs to get rid of. So true. He doesn't need any more stuff in. But his store is open if you need anything. He's a past guest. I told him I would give him a plug.
Yes.
So make sure to go to the consignment store on Main Street.
And support all the local businesses. I mean, I feel so badly for them. They're all operating at 50% capacity. It's hard to run a business that way.
Exactly.
Speaking of that, did you tell me you were getting your hair cut?
I did.
Did you do it?
How did it go? Do you want to see?
I do.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Looks really good.
Exactly. Now, it was such a relief. I had not gotten a haircut for 4 months.
Right.
And so the woman who cuts my hair, as you know,
the sausage lady,
her salon has closed down, but she is doing mobile haircuts. So she came over sans sausage and cut my hair out on the deck. We both wore masks. It was a wonderful experience. I washed my hair beforehand. She came and cut it. And it was great.
That's so
and my
cool.
head feels about 5 pounds lighter at this point.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so cool that she came and did it on the deck. I was hoping that I would get someone to come and do it outdoors too.
Right.
But I didn't have any luck. I should have asked you for the number.
Yes.
So I went too. I went inside and did it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how was inside?
It was good. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I'd been nervous to do it for all this time, but I was like, I don't even recognize myself anymore. So I had to do it. They were in hazmat suits. They had the splash guard. I kind of want to get one of those. I heard they're 2 for $5 on Amazon. And instead of a mask, you're just wearing like a Darth Vader thing, all plastic, but it's not black. It's see-through. So people can. I feel like I should just get one of those because then at least, I don't know. Well, then nothing could get through. You don't have to worry about, what I mean? The masks and where there's air pockets in the
where
masks.
Where was this? Was it at Blowjobs? I mean, hand jobs?
No, they were just doing manicures. And I don't even know if they reopened since Corona. I haven't checked. But no, this was at the place I go, H Salon. H, I think, stands for hair, but I never asked.
So good.
Could stand for Harry. Harry
Look
Salon.
At that. So you got a pre-July 4th hairstyle, which you are covering up with your sparkle hat.
Yes. It was my first haircut in like 5 months. I don't think I've ever gone that long. My hair is so long. I look like Cousin It.
Hello, Cousin It.
Don't you think? A little bit. Yeah. Even now with the haircut, I think I still look like Cousin It. My hair's kind of long.
No, on Skype I could tell. Yeah, up until last week it was looking very Cousin It-ish.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say anything because I had already offended you with a myriad of other things that I had said.
Well, one thing that I learned during this that I feel a little lucky about is that I thought I would get way grayer than I did. So I got some strands of gray, but I thought I would be like inches out of gray. So what I learned, you know how people go, what have you learned in the pandemic? I've learned that I can go a couple months and not be fully gray. So
wow,
that's good.
Look at that.
Yeah, listen, if I'm ever in a nursing home or a hospital, at least I know if I don't have my full capacity that, it'll be.
I like how you paused when you said that. That was perfect.
Capabilities.
Something like that.
Something. I don't know if that's the word I want to say.
That you won't have gray hair.
Well, I know. Superficial, isn't it? But when I was younger, I remember like the older women used to talk about like if they were in a nursing home or a hospital, that they would want to have a manicurist come and someone to make sure they didn't have a mustache. I remember older women saying that. And now I sort of get it. Like, you do have to think, well, what if I'm just sitting around like, a little vegetative?
Well, isn't that the same thing of being quarantined also?
Mm,
that you have to worry about it? Or did you don't have to worry about your mustache. It's okay.
Yeah, luckily I seem to not be growing one of those. I'm glad. I've never been a fan of the mustache on women. Or on men, quite frankly.
Me either, yes.
I don't like it on either.
I've been shaving every day.
Yes, I love your clean shaven look.
Yes, I do. With my new hairstyle and everything.
New hairstyle, you're styling.
I'm all set to sit in my house for July 4th, just like I like.
I was
going to
say, you're summer Paul.
Yes,
exactly. You're summer Paul. Well, you're lucky. You have a swimming pool. You don't even need to do Mrs. Ropering on television. Should I not tell that to the viewers? Is that giving away too much?
Well, it's okay.
That you're so fancy. There was actually an article I saw. Well, it wasn't an article. It was a stupid op-ed in the New York Times that people here posted because they mentioned Townport. And it was about how people were buying houses out in the suburbs and then immediately putting pools in. This lady wrote this ridiculous op-ed saying that like everybody's just so fancy to be putting in pools, you know, and it's like, what are you talking about? Like somebody else pointed out that 50 years ago there were like 10,000 pools in the whole country and now there's millions and that it's just not as big of a deal. But this lady was making it like people just have, you know.
There's also been 100%. An exponential amount of growth of homes in the country also. So if you do the math.
That's true too. But I don't know. It was just a whole ridiculous article.
About hold it. Was the woman who wrote it from Townport?
No, of course not. Okay. She lives in Brooklyn. She was basically ragging on Townport and other places of affluence where people can just throw a pool in the middle of a pandemic.
Right.
But my argument was, consider the source. This lady, she's kind of a rabble-rouser, this writer. And it was an op-ed. It wasn't even an article. It was an op-ed, masquerading as a news article. But it was an op-ed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you could write anything. Absolutely. Write whatever you want. It was very chick-litty. It was a chick-lit op-ed.
She sounds like a Karen, if I do say so myself.
Ooh, I like that now you use that. I like that.
Anyway, so that's it. July 4th this Saturday. Have wonderful time
doing what you can do. I wish we could have a cookout. Our families together, but we're not ready for that yet.
Not ready.
6 feet apart.
Maybe
done
the
any?
Week after.
Have you done any 6 feet apart cookouts?
No, I have not.
Even with relatives?
Maybe.
Okay. Yeah, you just don't want to tell me. Maybe eventually I'll get my invite.
Oh.
Oh.
Poor little Sasha.
Poor rejected at the beach Sasha.
Anyway, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure to see you, Paul. We'll do this again. Independence Day.
Are you sure? No temperature?
So far, so good.
Okay, good.
Are we just pushing the boundaries like in every other area of our life too?
I hope not.
Are we corona fatigued, as they say?
I certainly hope not. I'm going to put my mask on and going out into the world. Sasha, okay. It's been a pleasure as always.
It's been a pleasure to see you.
Happy July 4th, everyone. As always, my name is Paul.
As always, my name is Sasha. We love you, community.
Talk to you soon. Take care.
Bye-bye.